All right, this is so good. I just found more audio and I had to quickly edit that. So we have a radio fight that you must hear about. The station is ESPN Radio in Houston. Props to literally a million people for sending this to us. We'll start with Ty Walker, Chicken. I think he was the first one that texted us late
last
night.
The Patriots equipment manager.
Now, are these guys Mad Radio? Was it that Houston?
Yeah, I think there was somebody named Mark and Dave or something, and it was Mad Radio.
How'd that work?
But the guy who was their PD is a guy who worked here and who I know, and he's like, yeah, I like you guys, your acronym, and so we used it down there. And then I think then, like, Mark left, and Steve showed up, but it was still Mad Radio.
Hmm.
I think they just kept
it. That's ridiculous.
Who would ever do that? We'll talk about that later. Right now, though, I'll tell you about Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock. Patrick Creighton, not Patrick Creighton. It's a different Patrick Creighton.
Not the one that dropped the ball against the Giants in the playoffs?
No, this is white Patrick Creighton. It's called Late Hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock. They're on at from 7 to 9, apparently, and most weeknights. Looks like Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis will take Tuesday nights. But all the other nights, it looks like... so they get a four-day week, but they go Monday and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I mean, soccer,
yeah.
Greg. It's soccer. Okay. So the meat of their fight is awesome, but I found just so much more. Like, you might have seen the viral video. But it all started in the previous segment. So here we are. Let me just take you to the previous segment, then the real fight, because one of the guys walks off the set. And but they're fighting about, like, Jason wants to trade Russ Westbrook and James Harden. He's ready to blow this thing up. Patrick thinks you can't trade anybody, like those are untradeable. So here we go.
In order to make a deal, you've got to have a willing partner.
Just in a
break. If there's no willing partner, there's no deal.
Okay.
You need somebody desperate AF
gotta
to
know,
make that deal.
Before you can assimilate trading James, assume trading James Harden and Russ Westbrook, you need to know the team, and the same for anybody else before they get traded. You got to know what team's going to trade
gotta
for.
You've got to have a target
That's
market.
Silly. The season's still going. The season is literally still playing. The playoffs are happening because I don't
you
know
got,
the team.
What, like four teams
Man,
in playing
to commercial.
As of Tuesday?
Silly.
It is silly because you didn't think it through. Late hits.
Okay. I have a couple observations. One, maybe it's the normal bed there, but shout out to the board op for hitting you with Bob Marley's Jammin'. Just a happy-go-lucky song. And then I also love him getting late hits. More next.
Right. So here's the thing. I went to their website and got the audio. Well, during that audio, they were plugging their Twitch stream, so I'm like, oh, what if I go there? So even if you're listening just on the website, they go to break, and you'll hear the break, and then they'll come back. But the Twitch stream, the camera keeps rolling. So they just threw it to break. But here, they're still on camera.
What team is going to
you,
be?
No, you don't even have a list. You don't have 5-3. How are you creating a market
okay. When
you don't have a market?
That's the stupidest.
Well, that is the basis of every
That's
trade. There is a market, and you play teams.
So off the air, they are just continuing to go at it. Let me jump ahead two more minutes as they're still going at it off the air, okay?
Right here, and I try to tell you every day, like Chris Paul can be traded. And you told me every day, there's no way. Look at the contract. Who's going to have the money? Who's going to do this? And every time I try to make a point, you would just get louder and talk over me every time I would say it. I'm telling you, because I don't know the team, your argument being because you don't know which team's going to do it is the silliest thing ever.
All right, hey, you know what? Just trade him to somebody and get four picks. Cool. Work. Awesome. I'm on.
Good God, man.
Everybody's in.
Awesome.
Nobody could possibly be against that.
Okay.
Let's be petty and stupid.
No, they don't have a first-round pick.
Okay.
They don't have a first-round pick now.
Because you want me to go, listen, your rundown has no talk about what if they trade them. Because I didn't do the show prep on what teams would do it, you know that because you said down the rundown.
If you are saying
this is bullshit,
the guy, then I know you and I know how well you prep for shows. So
basically, the one guy that's yelling at him was like, well, what team? Who are they going to trade him to? He's like, I don't know, but last year at this time, end of the season, meaning, you didn't know who would trade for what Russ Westbrook, you know? We didn't know Paul George, you know, and just saying, they can be traded, and we need to, like, rebuild, get draft picks and all that. So that's basically the argument. The argument is the one guy saying, nobody will do it. And the one guy's like, I think someone will do it. And then the one guy's like,
who?
Yeah, but
where's
yeah.
the list?
Okay,
and
so that's
what you also have there is some tension over the run sheet. Whenever he's like, how would I have been prepared for this? It wasn't on the rundown that you sent. You send the rundown. So he's not totally jazzed about being sidelined on the rundown.
So now we come back from break, okay? And remember, the one guy on the air and during the break was like, you didn't do research. You didn't tell me who. So now you'll hear this, but what you'll see on the video, if you looked at their Twitch stream, is the one guy is not participating, and he's just looking at his phone, then jotting a note down, looking like he's doing research during the show. Okay.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock.
We are the only live, local, consistent evening sports radio show in the city of Houston.
What?
First of all, I thought you'd love that we're the only live, local, consistent radio show. So there perhaps is a live, local, inconsistent radio show in the city of Houston at night.
You mean inconsistent, like giving up Tuesday for a show called Soccer Matters?
Well, maybe they give up four nights a week for the Astros. Who knows?
And Jason Braddock.
We are the only live, local, consistent evening sports radio show in the city of Houston. Late hits. Jason Braddock with you. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. On the HRMP listen line, on the text line, on Twitter, at PCreighton1, at Jason Braddock, at Late Hitters. Tyler Scott on the side of the glass at Tyler Scott at ESPN 97.
Do you like the fact that, and they're going to plug everybody who's part of their show and then give their handle?
Oh, yeah. That's a management edict.
So we got at Sick and Domino over here. We got Julie Dodd. Julie, what's Julie's? Julie K. Dobb. Julie, what's yours?
I think there's an and in there, isn't there?
Julianne, Julie A. Dobbs. Whatever. The point is, he is fast-forwarding, promoting everybody on the show.
So week one, almost fully in the books. Steelers up 16-10 on the Giants in the third quarter.
So now we're just going
some
NFL
games that went down.
Generic opinions.
The Colts lose in the fourth quarter. We saw the Bears come back and win in the fourth quarter behind Mitch Trubisky. So Gardner Minshew got a comeback win.
All right.
The other guy's just ghosting him.
So the other guy is sitting there, and you could see on the camera, he actively or passively, I don't know, what do you want to say? The mic is like near him, but not in front of his mouth. He's looking at his phone. He's jotting down notes. Let me fast forward 2.5 minutes, okay? Because the one guy then is still just doing generic football talk.
And their secondary was hideous. So do you feel different about the Texans after seeing everybody else play? You know, a lot of people were on the Falcons this week. I'm not a Falcons believer. Mm. But a lot of people were on the Falcons this week, and well, that didn't work very well either. Are we talking, or are we just shutting off the
You want me to do the homework. I'm doing the homework.
Yeah, you do the homework, like, not during the show, when we're trying to
No, you kept asking me last segment, what teams? I'm going to find out. I've got several teams.
So you're just going to check out of the show and go do
This is what you wanted. You wanted me to give you the team.
That is not what I said.
So you don't want the team.
I want you to do it.
You just
want to
say it hyperbole because you know I don't know the team right off.
When you're supposed to do the homework.
Oh, really?
Not in class.
Really?
Yeah, see, the teachers want you to do homework at home, not in class.
Oh, okay.
And to just check out of the segment, really? I'm not going to pay attention. We're not going to talk.
You just literally asked me what team, so I told you I can do it on air. And so I started doing it on air. I figured you could handle the show. Go ahead. What do you? All right.
Why are you even here then? I mean, just why are you here?
Really?
You just check out of the segment like F you, I'm not paying attention?
Really?
Because that's pretty much what you just did.
Okay.
I mean, come on, bro.
Really? This is what you want to do? On live air, this is what you want to do?
You just checked out of the show.
You just asked me the last segment. You just asked me the last segment
Which
what teams, and I said, I didn't do the research.
I said, okay.
No, you just kept screaming throughout the whole time, like, what teams? What teams? Tell me what teams.
Because I thought you would have done your homework. You were known.
No,
anytime
you didn't talk.
Anytime you bring stuff up, well, I know you
so
always
I should have known.
Put all these things together.
Yes.
When you say, hey, you know what? Yeah, I think we should trade these guys. Yeah, I think you have a clue of where you're going to trade them. Who might be in the market? Where you might be able to get something, not just, hey, let me throw this against the wall, see what sticks.
Okay.
I mean, you make fun of other people for doing that.
Really?
And all right. You know what?
No, you're having a temper tantrum on air, man. Like, you're like on live air right now.
You don't have to pay attention. It's cool. We'll just do it like you're not here. So you can do whatever it is that you want to do.
You
just let me know.
Start doing the show. Shut up crying and do the show. You're live on air.
We'll come back. Dude,
you're live on air. Shut up and do the show.
Really?
Yes. Shut up and do the show. You're live on air and you're crying.
So
do the show.
You're not doing the show.
No, you're the one telling me to leave. If you want me to leave, I'll leave. But just quit crying. You can talk about this during the break. Do the show.
So,
do it.
All right. Well, if I'm just going to do the show by myself, then yeah, why are you here?
Deuce, do the show. Just quit crying about it. Keep talk sports and quit crying for two straight segments.
Good drops there.
Yeah.
Was that supposed to be funny?
Yes, it's hilarious. Shut up crying and keeping this going on and just do the show.
I'm waiting for the punchline. It's supposed to be.
Oh, good God, you're a child, man. Quit being petty and do the show. The radio, the show sounds horrible right now.
You're right, it does. And you're talking about being petty when you just checked out of a show for an entire segment.
No, I started doing the research you asked me to do during the last segment. No, you asked me.
I'm sitting here talking to you, and you're like, huh, what? You don't even have your microphone.
I'm not going to sit here. It's already been two segments of horrible. If you want me to leave, I'll cut off the mic, and I'll leave. Just do the show. It sounds horrible.
Hey, I'll do the show. You
Thank
can
you.
Do
oh, you don't...
We're good.
Okay.
I mean, dude, that's
dude, do the show. You're still
thing.
Crying. Do the show. I've already cut
if
off
I'm
the mic.
Doing the show, you're not paying attention. Go do what you're doing. Go have a good time. You know, go do whatever the hell you're doing. It doesn't matter.
Now the one guy gets up.
Whatever, I'm the one doing the show. You're the one checking out. Have a good day. See ya.
Come on, dude. Do the show, bitch.
Oh, bitch.
Yes,
oh,
bitch.
Okay. Now
show,
it's bitch.
Yes, because you're acting like a little bitch.
Oh, yeah. I see that. I see that.
Yes.
I remember calling you names because that's what grown-up, adult, non-petty people do. We call each other names now. That's how this works. Hey, Tyler. Let's,
The
we'll
one guy
back.
Got up,
we'll
he's walking away.
Show. We'll have fun with it then.
Oh, right,
boy.
So on air, I have 20 more seconds for you.
That was exhausting.
So that's on air, and there's a million drops in there. But Twitch stream fades down the audio after 20 seconds of off air. But remember, before the segment, we got a bunch of audio off air. So apparently, if you watch the Twitch stream, you'll see them still yelling at each other. But they pulled the audio down. But we caught the first 20 seconds of when they went to break. Okay?
Come on, you're acting like a little bitch on this, dude. That's the most embarrassing f***ing radio I ever did. You act like a little bitch right there.
And are you not part of it?
Numbers. I started giving you the
Don't
numbers.
Yell
I
want
to yell at you because you're acting like a bitch today.
And
we're live on air and you're acting like a bitch.
Well, you're acting like a fucking ass.
That's something.
That's remarkable. And as you well know, that did not start during the conversation about whether or not you could trade Chris Paul or trade Russell Westbrook or James Harden.
You just say it builds up, dude?
It builds up, dude.
It builds up, dude.
That's 15 straight minutes of them saying the same thing over and over. The guy who was doing the research, I felt like that was a very teenage-like move. Because I think I did that as a condescending teen many times. Well, that's what you said, right? That's what you want me to do?
Yeah, I'm doing the research.
That's what I'm doing. You said do it, so I'm doing it.
You want me to vacuum? I'll vacuum at 2:30.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Wow. So I'm pretty glad we don't have a Twitch stream. That's what I'm saying.
Shut up!